Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is best-selling author Dr. Susan Shumsky, a highly respected spiritual teacher and pioneer in the field of human potential. Today we'll be discussing her latest book, The Power of Auras, Tap into Your Energy Field for Clarity, Peace of Mind, and Well-Being. So welcome, Dr. Susan.
I'm so happy to be with you today, Stacey.
Well, we are happy to have you, that's for sure. And you do such great work in this field, in the human potential and spirituality. So many questions people would have in terms of auras, I think. I think people have these misconceptions about it, that people walk around with, you know, that you can see the auras, colors, and so on. Can you do that? And what exactly is an aura?
Okay, an aura comes from the Greek word breath of air or breeze. And the reason for that is that in our human energy field, which is our aura, there is one layer of it, which is called the energy sheath or the energy layer. And that energy layer is often called prana or chi or ki. And that is the life force energy that is in the breath or that is in the air. So that's why it is called the aura. And yes, there are many misconceptions, Stacey, about the aura. A lot of people think, oh yes, I should be able to see all the colors and this and that. But actually very few people are clairvoyant where they can actually see colors in an aura externally. Actually, most people are more clairvoyant when they close their eyes. They can see the colors of the aura better with their eyes closed. But the vast majority of people, they are actually clairsentient, which means they're feeling the energy in the auric field or the energy field. For example, if you've ever gone into a building or a place where you think, oh, this has really creepy vibes, or I don't want to be here. What's been going on here? Have people been arguing? Why does this have such a bad energy? Or you go into another place where you feel so warm and you feel it's a really friendly place. Maybe somebody's home and you have just a really great feeling. And same thing with meeting people. You might meet somebody who you just feel put off, or you feel that person is very defensive, or that person is very angry. You can sense their emotions. Or you may feel like a really warm, fuzzy feeling about someone. It's the minute you meet them, you feel like you'd like to get to know them better. You have a great vibe with them. Well, that is reading an aura, Stacey. That's how people read auras. Most of them read them through feeling rather than through seeing.
Now, can you learn how to... Well, you say most people can do it. So is it just a matter of awareness that it's happening for some people so that they might be able to use that information to their benefit?
Absolutely. And also in my book, The Power of Auras, I have several chapters to help people to be able to perceive auras in different ways, including seeing auras. One way that you can learn how to see an aura would be to use what we call the mirror gazing technique, where you just sit in front of a mirror in a darkened or even a completely dark room, and you gaze at your own forehead with what we call soft focus vision. And through that practice, you can learn how to see the aura, how to see energy, how to see colors in the energy field. That is one way. Actually, there are many ways to be able to learn how to perceive or see auras. Like I said, I have tons of exercises in my book, The Power of Auras, for you to help you to be able to do that. And anyone can learn to do that. And with regards to seeing, really all you have to do is learn how to do soft focus vision. If you've ever seen like embedded pictures where you gaze at the picture with soft focus vision, there you can't really see anything in the picture, but then suddenly this 3D image will pop out of the picture if you're gazing at it with soft focus vision. That would be the kind of vision you need to be able to see auras.
Now, Dr. Susan, you talked about the different layers of the energy field and that the aura, is that just one layer? What are some of the other layers?
Right. The human energy field is the aura. And there are five layers to the human energy field, or to the human, shall we say, our aura. And in India, they call them koshas, or sheaths. So we have the physical body, that is one, or that is one sheath of our body. Then we have the energy body, we have the mental body, we have the intellect ego body, and we have the causal body. So that is what we call a five-fold sheath. And when we talk about seeing colors, that is actually in our mental body. The mental body is the place where the colors reside, because the colors show us our emotions, show us our thoughts and feelings.
So is there a way, do you peel away those layers? Can you access them individually, or is it more of a cumulative thing?
Right. So there are different layers of the energy field. They are distinct from each other. For example, the pranamaya kosha, or the energy body, that is the place where prana, which is the life force energy, which is also called chi or ki, is running through that body. That is the body that is actually giving you life. It is breathing life into your physical form. It is said in the ancient scriptures of India that when prana is in the body, that is defined as life. When prana leaves the body, that is defined as death. So, in fact, all of these energy fields, all of the aspects of your aura withdraw from your physical body at the time of death. And the pranic body includes all what we call the meridians or nadis through which prana or this life force energy flows. Whereas the mental body, that is where your thoughts and emotions reside. Your intellect and ego body, that is obviously where you're making choices, you're making decisions, and where your ego, which is who you think you are. And then your causal body is that which is the cause of individuation. And all of these different layers are distinct, but they all go with you at the time of death. So in other words, all of your traits, your habits, your ideas, your conditions, and in fact, even your ability to see, hear, taste, touch, feel, your ability to have emotions and to think, that goes with you at death. So really, at death, nothing happens. The only thing that happens is that the body drops off. So that's why we have people who have near-death experiences, who continue to think and see and feel even when they're having that near-death experience, because they're residing in their subtle body.
Hmm. Now, this is all extremely interesting and fascinating.
It is, isn't it?
It really is. I'm just sitting here thinking to myself now. Now, we have this information and we don't have much more time, but how can we use some knowledge about our auras, that the power of our auras, how can we use that in our everyday lives to help benefit us?
Right. So in my book, The Power of Auras, I have several chapters on how you can enhance your energy field. If you can increase the pranic energy or the life force energy in your energy field, then you will be more charismatic, more influential, you'll have more prosperity, and you will attract more love into your life. And that's what's practical about learning how to increase the energy in your auric field, is that you're going to be happier and more successful. Because the people with the greatest amount of pranic energy, those are celebrities. People like Marilyn Monroe or JFK, these people had tremendous pranic energy, and therefore they had tremendous charisma in their field. And they had magnetic attraction for everyone around them.
Hmm. Well, there you have it. So everyone, If you'd like to learn more about the pranic energy, how to enhance it, get that charisma, of course, learn more about Dr. Susan Shumsky. She has many books, not just The Power of Auras, but 10 books. She's a best-selling author, pioneer in this field. You can do so at her website, drsusan.org, and I believe that could be spelled doctor spelled out, or just drsusan.org. Is that correct?
That's right.
All right. Perfect. Well, thank you so much for being here.
It's my pleasure and joy, and thank you for inviting me, Stacey.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, and the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is touching the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.